popular Christian singer Tammy Trent is a friend of mine. She told how she and her husband Trent went to a tropical island for vacation to celebrate their 11th wedding anniversary. Trent was a very skilled diver who could go underwater without an air tank for 6 or 7 minutes at a time. They arrived at the beach on the first day so excited. Trent jumped into the water and started exploring the underwater caves. Tammy stayed on the beach to enjoy the beautiful scenery. 10 minutes went by and she didn't see a sign of her husband. Made her a little worried. 20 minutes, still no sign. 30 minutes, she still didn't see Trent. She began to panic and called the authorities. They sent out boats and started looking hour after hour. Unfortunately, they found Trent's lifeless body the next day. Tammy was not only in shock and totally devastated, but she was in a foreign country, all alone, with nobody she knew. Her parents immediately made flight arrangements to come the next day. The problem is this all happened on September 10, 2001. The next day was 9/11. All flights were grounded. Tammy was there for days by herself, feeling alone and forgotten. She was so numb, she couldn't even think straight. She was finally able to pray and said, "God, if you still care about me, send somebody to help me. God, send somebody to let me know that you're still there." A few minutes later, there was a knock on her hotel door. It was the housekeeper, an older Jamaican woman. She said, "I don't mean to get in your business, but when I was cleaning the room next door, I couldn't help but hear you crying through the walls, and I was wondering if there's anything that I can pray with you about." Tammy told her what happened. The Jamaican housekeeper put her loving arms around Tammy and held her as though she were her own daughter. That moment, thousands of miles from home, Tammy knew that God was still in control. The housekeeper took time to be a healer. She was sensitive to the needs of those around her, even hearing the cries from another room. She knew one reason she was here on earth was to help wipe away the tears. That day, she poured healing oil on Tammy's wounds. She became a miracle. The scripture talks about how one day God will wipe away all the tears. There will be no more tragedy, no more sickness, no more pain. But in the meantime, God is counting on you and me to wipe away those tears. Are you lifting the fallen? Are you restoring the broken? Are you taking time to help somebody in need? It's great to come to church and celebrate. That's important. We come to be encouraged, filled up, strengthened. But our real assignment begins when we leave the building. Look around and find the discouraged. Listen for the cries for help. You may not hear them with your ears, but you can hear them with your heart. You see when somebody is down. All of a sudden, you feel that compassion flowing out to them. You think, "I need to take them to dinner. I need to go encourage them. Don't put it off. Don't be a passerby." That's God wanting you to bring healing. There's a tear that needs to be wiped away. Years ago, I went to a restaurant to eat lunch. It was a little diner where you order your food up front. As I was walking to the counter, I saw this man sitting at a table by himself. When our eyes met, he nodded at me. I immediately felt compassion toward him. I knew I was supposed to encourage him in some way, but he was dressed in a nice suit and looked well-to-do. I was in my shorts, had our son Jonathan with me, and he's about 2 years old. I thought, "I'm not going to go encourage him. He's doing just fine." I kept putting it off and putting it off. I ordered our food. On the way out, since the man nodded at me, I decided to stop by his table. Just being friendly, I said, "Hello, how's it going?" He kind of laughed and said, "Not very well. Things are kind of rough." I didn't know much about it. I just smiled and said, "Well, I know this. It's going to get better." He thanked me and I left. That was the extent of the conversation. A few months later, I received a letter in the mail from him. He told how he was at the lowest point of his life at that time. He was going through a divorce. His whole world had fallen apart. For months, he had been in depression. But he said, when you made that statement that it's going to get better, it was like something reignited on the inside. That day was a turning point in his life. He came out of the depression. He got his fire back. Today, he's moving forward. What I want you to see is, I didn't say anything profound. I didn't feel chill bumps when I said it. I simply took time to show him that I cared. We don't realize what we carry. We have the most powerful force in the universe on the inside. What may seem ordinary to us, no big deal, becomes extraordinary when God breathes on it. It can be life-giving, a simple act of kindness, a simple hug, words of encouragement, letting somebody know that you care. That can be the spark that brings them back to life.